So I apologize if this is coming out a little bit late. Today was the first day back in yeshiva, for me at least. The Shir Dalid that I teach, Israeli boys, came back. We're, of course, very, very carefully embedded in a particular area of the Beis Medrash. I'm surrounded by plastic, so... And in addition, Baruch Hashem, I get a mazel tov. My daughter gave birth to a Baruch Hashem, a healthy girl this morning. So I know we've created a little community here over the past couple of weeks, so I want to share that news. Anyway, so we're building up to Yom Yerushalayim, and there's an interesting standoff between David HaMelech and the Yevusim. The Yevusim are in Yerushalayim, and there are some statues there of lame people and of blind people, and somehow this thwarts David HaMelech's attempts, or it hinders his attempt to settle Yerushalayim, and David HaMelech makes an announcement. This all goes down in Shmuel Bey's Parakeh, so you can take a look there. Whoever will enter the Migdal, the tower, and defeat and take the tower from the blind people on the lame people, then he'll be rewarded. And who are the blind people? Who are the lame people? And how are they hindering or preventing the Jews from settling Yerushalayim? So the Medrash expounds on this. The Medrash says that a long time before David ever reached Yerushalayim, our ancestor Avraham had to barter Yerushalayim for Eretz Yisrael. The first city that the Jewish people essentially settled is Beersheba. Avram and Elimelech, and Avram and Avimelech, and Yitzchak and Avimelech, and in Parshas Vayera, and then ultimately in Parshas Toldos. It's a long process. And Avimelech, who lives on the coast and evidently lives near Beersheba, cedes Beersheba to Avram, or at least gives him rights to live there and to dig the wells ultimately in Parshas Toldos. As long as Avraham is willing to take an oath, what's the oath? That's why it's called Beersheba, in part because of the oath, the Shvuah, Kisham Nishbu Shnehem. It's also called Beersheba because Avram's oath says that for seven generations, Yerushalayim won't be settled by Jews. Seven generations. Window, seven generations. Jews can't live in Yerushalayim. And that's the ticket, that's the price for being granted land in Israel for settling Eretz Israel. And now this is coming to a head. It's about seven generations later. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, Dan. So you're basically counting off seven generations without being too careful about the math. And now there's a standstill in whether the oath was still in force, whether it wasn't in force. Again, this is the content of this the dispute and confrontation between David and the Yevusim. And the Yevusim, who at some level were descendants of Avimelech, maybe the same Yevusim who were indigenous to Canaan, maybe a different Yevusi, hard to know. But these Yevusim had placed these statues of blind people and lame people at the gates of the fortress to remind the Jews that they couldn't encroach, and they put these little scrolls in their mouths, and on the scrolls were written the content of the Shvuah. So it's a very fabled story, very interesting story. What does it mean for us? Evidently, and of course history is cyclical, evidently, settling Yerushalayim is a lot harder than settling Israel proper. So it was then, and so it is now. But it's more than that. It's almost as if you can't do each at the same time, simultaneously. First, Israel has to be settled. And then Yerushalayim is the climax, is the crescendo, is the culmination. Until we're ready, we can't settle Yerushalayim until seven generations pass. So this is presented by the Medrash, or presented by the Torah, alluding to the Medrash, as if it's an international opposition, and we have to wait seven generations until the oath we took to Avimelech expires. But all these politics and oaths and agreements, they're just facade. There's something deeper. They're reflective. They're metaphors that the Jews have to be in Israel. They've got to settle and establish themselves and settle the land, and not just the land geographically, but construct a society of Torah, of religion, of ethics, of morality, of equality, of fairness, of well-being, and then, and only then, can they step into Yerushalayim. And it'll take them seven generations, and in order to maintain this distance so that the land can be settled and can be purified, and then Yerushalayim entered. So there's this oath taken to Avimelech. And so it was then. And so it is today, in a very real sense. Essentially, 1948 was Avimelech part two, which we received Eretz Yisrael, but the price was Yerushalayim, whether it was the price at the UN or the price of the armistice after the independence war. So history is a cycle, and what happened before tends to resurface and rebound and surge again. Baruch Hashem, we didn't have to wait seven generations. We had to wait 19 years between 1948 and our return to Yerushalayim. The process isn't complete. We still face opposition, but Yerushalayim isn't a gimme. You would think we'd settle Yerushalayim first and radiate from Yerushalayim the message of this story in Shmuel Beis is, no, Yerushalayim is the conclusion of a process, and the process could take generations. Thank God we started the process, and it only took us 19 years to launch that process.